Look at my dog, my dick. Look at my sauce and look at my dick. Look at my sauce and my dick.
Hey man, you already know what's going on. It's your boy G Nice, and this is the first episode to the Y'all Heard Me podcast, man. And I got a special guest with me today, Kirk Harrington Jr. Man, it's my boy. Full wisdom, you know what I mean? He's a knowledgeable man. He's about to graduate this year, man. It's my boy. It's the big homie. Kirk, man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm chilling. It's Friday, finally. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
We busy men out here. We ain't just playing around. We're trying to set the future for our lives, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, I wanted to have you on the podcast today because I want to talk about what we could do as college students, and this goes for everybody, you know what I mean? Like, even not just in our school, but anywhere else in the world. I feel like not too many people are taking, you know what I'm saying, college a little, you know, serious as they should.
Yeah.
And they come here, I think, from what I saw and experiencing so far, a couple people might not take it as serious. They just want to come and turn up, you feel me?
Yeah.
And it's losing the focus of when you graduate, being in position to be successful, you know what I mean? And a man like yourself who's actually going out and you getting it, you feel me? You just came back from your abroad, you feel me? You went to Chile, right? And you're connecting with folks higher than you, and you're reaching out for help. And I think you're a perfect example of what it takes to become successful in the end, and the end result of graduating college is getting your career and getting your life started. So what are some things that you do, you know what I'm saying, that you could share to everybody out there that, you know what I mean, who wants to be successful in college and just go out there and get it, man?
Yeah, man. First thing that I think is important that I would have to say, as just like a general rule of thumb, almost like a reality check that you can give to yourself, is just being present, man. It's what the most, you talking about wisdom, man. Some of the wisest folks out there, you know what I'm saying, these other countries and stuff, are it's presence, man. You have to be where you are and fully be there. Today we have a digital age where everything is more conveniently in your pocket, you know what I'm saying, or in your room, you know what I'm saying, with the TV. But I think today's the first few years, you know, days and years that will be coming where convenience becomes a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's so convenient to be on your phone that it's too easy. So I think we have to like work on being where we are and completely being there. For example, like if you're in the classroom, right? You can't be on your laptop, on Facebook or texting, you know what I'm saying? You got a phone for that, but you gotta be, and you gotta be present where you are focusing. You're paying big dollars to be here, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're paying now or you can pay later with loans. You gotta be fully present in where you are just to capitalize on the moment that you have, because you don't know what's gonna be taken away. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You could lose legs, you know what I'm saying? You could be killed. These things happen, you know? So just being present, man, is the first lesson, and being aware of where you are. That comes with lucidity for me, because I'm a lucid dreamer, man. I like this type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Stephen LaBerge and shit. But
yeah.
But
well, a big thing I feel like is an issue is the mindset ain't right for a lot of people. And I feel like they feel like they need to go out and get how can I say it? They need to be told, like, do you think y'all could do this? You think I could be doing this, whatever. I think it's a mindset thing. I personally believe that if you know within yourself that you want to be successful in the end, you know what I mean, of college and all that, just in general, man, not even college, just like in life, I feel like you could do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it, man. Like, I know, like I was telling you before the show, I was scrolling through IG and I seen a post. I forgot who posted it, bro, but it was a dope ass video, bro. It was an old rapper. He not that old, but back, you know, early 2000s, whatnot. Mino, I think his name was Mino, and he said something about in life you can't appreciate a win unless you took some L's. You know what I mean? It's bet you'll appreciate
with the bad is what you say.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? You won't appreciate what it feels like to be on top unless you take L's. And get, and then when you get to the top, you'll be like, hell yeah, like, this is what I done worked for. Mm-hmm. I appreciate this shit more than ever. Because if you were on top already and you never really took an L, nigga, like, you're not going to know how it feels like to be in the bottom. You just going to, you know, probably be cocky, not humble as much, you know. And you humble yourself more when you actually earn your position to somewhere in life.
You're right, man. I think I seen a quote and it was like, and what I'm doing is I'm like trying to, I don't want to be redundant with this being present thing, but a quote that stuck out to me a couple of weeks back was like, to be old and wise, you first have to be young and stupid. You know what I'm saying? So you do have to like go out there and like try new things and be adventurous and kind of like be the rebel to the capitalist society that tells you to go, you know, 9 hours a day and be consistent. And you know what I'm saying? You have to chase the eccentric, in my opinion, and be weird and strange and look for the weird things in life. But to tie back to what you're saying though, you gotta learn to enjoy the failures. You know what I'm saying, bro? You can't just J. Cole saying his album, bro. Or perhaps I was hard. Foolish, like the boy that prays to only see the sun. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta expect the rain to come, and when it does, you gotta be able to take that and handle. You know what I'm saying? Because if to live is to struggle, and you're comfortable all the time, then are you really living? You know what I'm saying? You are. But
I like that.
But you have to you know what I'm saying? You have to be able to take the bad and see it as good. And that's just the mindset that it takes. And especially in college, you know what I'm saying? I've never wanted to get A's. Today I just got a report back. I got an assignment back in my intro to media writing class. I know some people out there know about this. Dana does. I got 12 out of 20, man, on my assignment because I forgot to do the message analysis on this interview, this preview I wrote, right? It's interview, class mail profile type thing. And it's like, dang, man, I really just like, that sucks. I could let that dictate my whole morning. But instead, I was like, no, I'm going to be productive. I'm going to get out of here, go get lunch with some people and catch up, meet some people. Network, man. I just had an internship at the Chamber of Commerce, Dakota County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Connor Failer, Marine Scallon Failer, shout out. Wonderful experience, man. But they do coffee breaks like all the time, and it takes networking. That's that presence, man. You gotta be present in the moment. You don't know who you're gonna run into. That's gonna be someone huge. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, I was just at a climate rally and look who I bumped into. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I was just gonna bring up too when you said that. Like, you said you never know who you're gonna run into, and that's crazy how you say that, because I've been in positions where I never would have thought I'd run into certain people either, and you had the opportunity to run into Michael Chaney. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, who you say is an activist, revolutionist too, right?
Abolitionist, man. Abolitionist. Of modern day slavery is what I perceive. And just to make it clear, keep talking.
You know, you ran into this guy down in the city. You were doing a school event, right?
Yeah, we were at a climate rally. I've been saying an agricultural summit because it felt like it took a turn for more positive growth than climate rallying and shaking sticks and stuff. But it was a climate, summit.
So when you ran into him, like, What was it like when you walked up to him, when you talked to him? I know you said that you didn't know he was a big time person, and you know, oftentimes you don't. I feel like people like him, and you know, many other celebrities or whatnot, they don't like to come off as I'm this. You know, you don't know
their jersey off the field.
Yeah, you want to, because they want to know if you're real.
Yeah,
and we talked about this one day we was eating dinner. Yeah. I told you, I said. I said that he probably didn't want to tell you who he was because he wanted to pick your brain, see what kind of character you were.
Exactly.
And the fact that you stayed and you told your buddies, I'll catch up with you later when you was down there after the event to turn up, right?
That's homie's birthday and his girl was there, man.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But you stayed there and you conversated with him about some real shit.
Yeah.
And he stood there, he heard you, and you heard him out. And at the end, he told you who he was. And you were shocked, but that was kind of dope because, like, he probably didn't want to. He wanted to see if you were going to stay without knowing who he was.
Yeah.
And the fact that you stayed, he appreciated that a lot.
Yeah, what he's doing, you're right, man. He's acknowledging that's an ambiguous situation, and then he's really examining character, man, is what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know if you're talking to a janitor or if you're talking to a famous musician or if you're talking to a professor of Harvard, just some person with a beard just like we got, you know what I'm saying? Barely, but you know, we working out here, we trying to grow up and shit, you know what I'm saying? But man, and this Michael Chaney guy is awesome on you, I tell y'all, man.
Yeah. He got an event coming up. It's called the Project Sweetie Pie.
Something he's actually been working on,
The Project Sweetie Pie, growing good in the neighborhood.
Yeah. This is what they call the Johnny Apple, Care 11, I believe, or one of them newscasts, called the Johnny Appleseed of Minneapolis, North Minneapolis. So this man's really influential.
What does he do? What are some things that he do that he told you that he does, and what did he tell you that you told me, and let's share that out there.
Yeah.
You
know, so just to, I mean, I don't want to linger on too long, but basically he's doing some cool stuff, like this project Sweetie Pie, something he's working on, and I didn't get too much information. You know, it was just a brief chat, but it felt like it was a long conversation. Exactly. I was like, man, this guy's so interesting and intriguing.
That's the vibe.
It's not new because I'm fortunate enough to have my father in my life, man, who's been trying his whole life and successfully doing his whole life to positively influence me and my siblings and my family, you know, and people he runs into and whatnot. And he always just spews out wisdom in them, you know what I'm saying? And this is, right or wrong, it's something to learn from. And that's how I see it, with being present in the moment. No matter who I'm talking to, whether they're right or wrong, it's something, a new experience that you can learn from, right? So, but he'd be giving me stuff that really just basically turns out being right a lot of the time. And he's got good advice, but he's an entrepreneur. He's been doing this. He's been struggling doing his life, right? Anyways, man, back to the Johnny Appleseed in Minneapolis, man. What he's doing, man, is he's basically he's an agricultural enthusiast in the sense of like growing like locally grown crops. I don't want to be like misrepresent this man. But what he does, man, is he unifies with the community, man. He's a community guy. What he does is like find people that have similar interests, whether it be like community, like water regulation, like water. I don't know, just different people that are like fighting for different causes essentially in the city. And he unites through different common interests. And that's kind of what seemed like. That's how I knew right away that this man wasn't just a he-man, you know what I'm saying? He's not just doing his thing, but he's wise and old because he works with other people. Like I said, he's very integrated with the community and wanting to make change. And that's something that also I want to real quick say my pops has been doing, man. You magic. You're going to see that out there pretty soon. Affecting communities and families everywhere, man.
So, so pretty much he's impacting the community, trying to bring everybody together and using this as a form to bring everyone of any color to just do something good.
To do positive community. And what he says, you know, man, is if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You know what I'm saying?
And say that again.
Part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? He believes in everyone. If you believe that everyone deserves equally, everyone of all genders, races, ethnicities, deserves religions, deserves life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Period. Should sound familiar to us, am I right?
Period.
Then if you believe in that for everyone, then you can be your revolution. It's the modern revolution. But you're just as guilty if you're sitting back saying, yeah, I agree with it, I'm for it.
But you're not doing nothing.
But you're not actually doing anything actively engaged with your belief.
And that's the thing. I feel like in our day and age where, you know, I mean, I'm 20 years old and you're what, 21? And I participate in a lot of community service events back at the crib. You know, my uncles and all of them do backpack drives and things like that for the community. Most of it for the neighborhoods that are, you know what I mean, not the best.
Yeah.
But it brings a lot of people of color, man. And I love going back home and doing these events. Like winter break, we're going to do the toy drive for Christmas. You know what I mean? And when I was growing up looking at things like that, I kind of, like what you said, if you believe in that, you know, and things like that, you're what, revolutionist?
Yeah.
You know, and I believe in that because I want to be a part
of the solution,
to find a way to help. You know what I mean? And I know later down the line when I become successful, I'm going to do, you know, my best to give back too, you know, with money out of my pocket and try to bring neighborhoods back up, you know.
No matter where you are in life, bro, you can be making this difference, but you got to be actively looking. You know what I'm saying?
That's
a shout out for college kids, man. One thing you can do here, just St. John's, man. If any Johnnies listen to this, get engaged. You know what I'm saying? I came here playing football thinking that was what I wanted to do my whole time, and it sucks and it hurts not be playing anymore, bro. But I joined. I got 2-3 jobs on campus. I'm in 3-4 clubs. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get involved with everybody.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? ELAC down here, explore Latin American culture and stuff. You got to get involved, man. You got to expose yourself. You can't just sit around playing Fortnite. I know that shit's fun, but get off your asses.
Hey,
man. You know what I'm saying? League of Legends and stuff. You got to get out here. You got to get out here and get involved. Meet people. And that's all it takes, man. You don't have to go drink every night. That's numbing your senses to get away from what, your regular day week, your Monday week. So you're literally taking the Monday week, putting all your energy into it, and then escaping by what, forgetting and numbing yourself? That's just ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? There's better things to do.
Exactly. And that goes back to also wanting it to be successful. Like you said, man, you don't got to be in your room all day playing video games or just going out drinking, whatever. I personally, I do some of those things here and there. You feel me? I enjoy myself. You feel me? We're all college students. We're young. But at the same time, like, I know when to sacrifice time to put in for me. Because if I really want to be successful in life and do the things that I'm doing, like, for instance, this podcast, like, You know what I mean? This, I came across this idea because, you know, one, you know, I was doing the G-Nice TV interviews and all that, but I wanted to try something different. Something that's gonna really speak some real stuff to the world. You know what man. I mean? And I really fuck with this shit. This shit's what I do.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And I know that some nights I might not be able to go out because I'm doing this, but guess what? I love doing this shit. Mm-hmm. This
and is somebody what, gonna listen.
And someone's gonna hear me.
Whether it's just
out.
Our family, you know what I'm saying, exactly. Or the neighborhood, or someone that hears across the exactly. Nation, across the globe, you know what I'm saying.
And what people don't understand is, okay, they might look at it, okay, this is just a podcast, but it's more than just a podcast because you could get a sponsorship. Mm-hmm. You could get a collaboration.
You can get community involved, but you could bring up. You know what I mean? We have a bucket of lists of things that people want to hear us talk about and draw something out, and exactly. We talk about a topic. You know, what I'm saying, to raise awareness. It's as easy period. As that. You know, what I'm saying. Next thing you know, the record is talking about it.
Period.
And that's how, or you know, what I'm saying, we up in St. Cloud around here in Minnesota. You know, what I'm saying, so it ain't like we have real access to the city to be, you know, I mean, fully engaged with what's happening down there. But I mean, talking about the hurricane, man. Florence is hitting the Virginias, man. People out there homeless, man. People already. I mean, it was the beginning of the week, and a million had evacuated. You know, what I'm saying, like. We just raise awareness of topics is all it takes, man, to affect somebody, because someone out there's listening, waiting to hear something, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So I want to talk about some, and this is to me very important. What do you think about like our day and age with people who they surround themselves with? I feel like the people you surround yourself with, I mean, it's been like this forever. You get influenced. If you want to be the person you want to. Say you want to be successful in life, right?
The person you want to become.
Yeah, the person you want to become. Do you feel like it's a distraction when you surround yourself with people that might not be on the same page as you? And how do you feel like you could break away from those people, but those are people that you grew up with and you love them? And even people that you meet here in college that you think you're going to stick with them for the next 4 years, but they might be doing something different that you're not really too interested in. And you want to do something different, but they're holding you back because they're doing shit that's not.
Man, it's all love. It's right here in the shirt. I follow you exactly in the shirt. I don't know if you can see it. It says live, and people are like, "Is that say love?"
I thought it said love too.
That say love? Is that say live? It looks like it doesn't make a difference.
It looks like it says love, and it has a heart. Like it's trying to form a heart.
Man, I can't even tell, to be honest. I bought it saying live, and it was from this YouTuber. I forgot what his name is, but he had a pretty cool thing. So shout out to him, man. But I follow what you're saying, brother. And what I'm thinking, man, is honestly just. Doing you, and no one can ever hate on you for doing you, and doing you means reserving time for yourself. Period. You know what I'm saying? Someone in Chile, this woman named Vale, taught me to meditate. Really, like she like explained meditation, like the process of how you actually do it, man. And then you hear, and again, KOD. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know the message is not the coolest to say, but if you're down to know it, I know of a better way. Meditate. And they say meditate, don't medicate. So instead, you know what I'm saying?
Meditate. Yeah, that shit was hard.
It's nice, bro.
That.
I listen to this real music, man. So I think figuring out ways of basically getting to yourself and like spending more time alone. No one's ever gonna hate on you for being alone. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go out on Friday night or all you can drink Thursday when you get 21. Because that's what everyone's doing. That's what everyone's doing. So where's the magic gonna happen? Where is everyone doing or your own space? You know what I'm saying? You gotta work on yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, and
that means doing what you're passionate about. People never hate you for that. You know what I'm saying? Your friends can't hate you for what doing a podcast and bringing people on the show and talking about things and bringing light to discussion. Exactly. No one can ever hate on you for that, man. For doing your passion. If they do, they shouldn't be in your life. You want to know what? You are gonna learn how to take care of them because they are gonna either be there or they are gonna disappear when you start doing what you care about. That's easy.
I hear you, man. Like I was watching the podcast with Arian Foster, and he had Deion Sanders on there, and they was talking about some similar. They were talking about, is it hard to cut your bet like friends you grew up with, like I said. And what Deion's response was, he said, it's hard because, you know, they're your homeboys, you grew up with them, and they're going to eventually, like kind of be dead weight, basically, if they're not doing anything to help you grow, correct? And
the world, man.
Exactly. And I feel like as when you get older, some people could hold you back, and you have to surround yourself with different people because some people are just gonna be like your pockets. You're gonna be taking care of these people. Like you everywhere. It's like you want to be with these people because they're your homeboys.
Yeah.
But they ain't doing shit to like help you grow, or they're not doing shit for themselves but just being around you. Most of the time you're gonna have to splurge for
Murgle,
these people.
Let me ask you something, bro. Do you believe in burning bridges? Do you believe that that's something that you actually do? And be brief with the answer, because I'm gonna give you something.
All right, look. I believe.
Do you have to burn? Do you have to burn a bridge?
I feel like, yes, you do. Mm. Because if you don't, this is how I look at it, and it's gonna suck for some people, but like some people can't do this, but some people who are really focused and really want to get somewhere in life, they don't give no fucks. Yeah. Like for example, me, I give no fucks. Yeah. I'm the type of dude, like if I know I want something, I'm gonna go get it. If my friends is with me, they with me. They not, they not. And if you bullshitting on the side and you can't do anything to add to my what I'm doing, I'm gonna leave you behind.
We gotta be building each other
and
stronger,
I'm not gonna look back. Yeah. You know what I mean? And eventually I'm gonna have to burn that bridge pretty soon anyway, because you know what I mean? Yeah. You're not doing nothing but trying to be like, hey bro, slow down. I can't slow down for you. Like, put it like this. If you are on a 210, like back home, we got a freeway called the 210, the 215, all that, right?
Yeah.
Like, say I'm on a 210, right? And my homeboy with me.
Yeah.
And we're going straight. Yeah. And he got off on the exit, and I'm continuing to go straight. He wanted to get off, he wanted to bullshit.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you. You know what I mean? I got to keep going.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because if I'm waiting for you, bro, it's like you're holding off to what I got it for. You know what I mean? You're holding on.
You're slowing the road down
for me for what I got coming.
Yeah.
And you could be on the same path, but you just got to be on the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just all it takes. And sometimes it's hard to get your buddies with you on that same mindset because they feel like, nah, I want to do this shit. Now I want to turn up. Now I want to do this. Nigga, like, I don't give a fuck about, I could care less about turning up, to be real with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it a stack. I love having fun going out with my buddies, but sometimes when I'm out, I honestly, truthfully, this is how I feel on some dead ass shit.
Yeah.
I be like, fuck this. Real shit.
Yeah.
I be like, bro, this shit whack, boring, not fun.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Out, okay, on Snapchat, posting, like, lit. Okay, yeah, it's fun here and there. But for the most part, I'm not getting nothing out of it, because this is how I look at it. I'm for 4 years here in college. I should be putting in work.
Mm-hmm. You paying?
Yeah.
You're at college, not to be
exactly. Apart. Like I got a half scholarship. I got to pay the rest.
Yeah.
I'm putting in work to get the fuck out of here so I can be successful.
Set yourself up, man. That's what you're doing.
And then when I graduate and I get and I do get the things that I worked for, then I'm gonna have fun.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard now, so it's easy later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's how I look at things, man. And like what you said about burning bridges, you're gonna have to burn bridges, because the people that are holding you back, not everyone could be with you on that end result.
Yeah, you're right. So let me throw in a concept real quick. I was talking about Pops, right? So let me give you an idea that he like works with. He breaks down every hour of his day, every minute of his day as either PT or WT. I talked to Eric Putnam about this. Shout out Eric Putnam, man. Honestly, oh my gosh, this guy's crazy. Oh man, we had someone call him a crazy name while we were door knocking last week. He's a professor, man. He's running for state representative district 14A, man.
Okay.
Bless you. He is basically running for district 14A. He's running for state representative. He's an awesome guy. He teaches rhetoric communication here, and he's from California. He's just an awesome man. He continues to influence me positively, man, through just like leadership. But what I want to get to is that WT and PT. So wasted time and productive time. So he like planted this idea in my mind, man. And basically, like, I thought it was like poison. I was like, God damn, everywhere I go, I'm thinking I'm wasting time. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm doing productive. So that's what's crazy, man. I think that like you can be productive with your time, and that means I want to get back to the friendship. We're talking about the friendship, right? So you can be living your life as present in the moment as you want to, pick and choose what you want to do with your time. But as long as you are completely like, you know what they used to say in coach football and everything, like you can run a bad route, but run it 100%. They be saying all the time, something that I learned. Exactly. Man. So even if you're doing wrong, man, but you're doing it fully present and aware and wanting to grow with an open mindset in life, man, then you're gonna run across something that matters. And that's what happens when you run into people. I met this man right here. I didn't know I was talking to someone that's widely and publicly acknowledged as a good person and a helper of the community. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And it's like all he was doing was just talking to me about real stuff, just speaking in poems, you know, out of nowhere. You know, when I learned that concept, what it did was it didn't poison my mind, but rather it stayed concrete, something that stuck in my mind, because now I think of it when I need to. It feels like it's like a tool for my soul to shape itself, in a sense. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, but what I want to get to that's just a way of compartmentalizing your time to try to be productive, because you know we'd be struggling out here and procrastinating all the time. So
exactly.
It's just a way of thinking about what you're doing and being aware of it. So when you're wasting time, you're like, all right, man, I got to get off this, hit that PT, because I've been wasting too much time today, my nigga. You feel me? So what I want to get to, though, is with those friends, man, is I don't believe in burning bridges, man. I know you have to sometimes, and absolutely it's necessary, but let me try a question. Let me throw out a different idea for you, man. What about letting them cross their bridge and then find them at the next exit? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to burn a bridge, but you have to get, you have to do yourself.
So you're saying, like,
let them be.
Let them peel off. Let them do them. And I'll see you on the other side.
Yes, exactly. Do you? I'm going to do me. When you need help, come holler at me. No mas.
And sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it got to, and you're right. Sometimes it has to be like that. You don't necessarily have to burn the bridge. You could say, you know what? Hey, it's not working. You're a distraction to me as my friend, or even like say you're in relationships. Sometimes people in relationships break off and then do them, concentrate on just doing them, and then later on back in life they get back together, whatnot. Yeah. But as a friend, and same thing with friends and shit. Sometimes even family, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes like sometimes even with family, nigga. Like, you get into people in your family and you might not be in the best relationship, but you know, when the time is right, you guys going to go back together and you're going to fix the situation. You know what I mean?
Let me shout out my siblings real quick, man. Kasana, man, we've been through the ring, bro. I'm telling you, this is my sister. I got three siblings. I'm the third one. So I got a little bro around here, Miles. Shout out Miles, of course.
Yeah, shout out to my dog Miles, man. He go here too.
I'll be playing ball with him at Sex and Get like an hour. My sister Kasana, though, man, we went through it, man. I told her, I love you, but I don't like you. I don't even want to be around you, man. She knew it from like 2-3 years, man, in our life. And we just kind of like accepted it. You know what I'm saying? We had a couple big fights that kind of ended it, and we just did not talk. I moved to Florida and stuff, moved, and you know what I'm saying? We didn't talk at all. But eventually, man, you come back. And you know what I'm saying? What something else I wanted to say was, you reap what you sow. So if you're wasting your time around here just playing Fortnite and doing different things, that's just wasting your time and drinking, you know what I'm saying? You are only going to get out what you what you put in the earth.
Period.
So if you plant a lot of seeds in the earth, shout out Andrew Lovelace, lots of things are going to grow. You know what I'm saying? This is someone that's teaching me plants and how to grow things. So I got to shout out my boy over here. But
shout out to the dude, Andrew, man.
No more, man. That's Lovelace. So yeah, man. That's where I'm at with this, man.
Hell yeah, no.
You're speaking the truth,
Mark. And I feel you on that, like what you said about your sister, man. Y'all hated each other like a motherfucker.
I'm telling you, bro. I wish I could have her here.
Let me ask you something. Because, you know, everybody out there who might be going through situations like this, what brought you back to that, to your sister?
Like, physics, bro. If you do you and stop attracting yourself to someone else and revolving on what else someone else is doing and stop doing their activities, whether that's drinking, smoking, whatever you into, bowling, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, you're naturally going to go away, man. But if there's real love, man, and real genuine care there, eventually they're going to loop around and you're going to cross paths again. And fortunately, she's in my life as a sibling, so we have blood that brought us together, you know what I'm saying, family events and stuff. But I have other people in my life, man, that I've just started talking to. I haven't talked to for 4 years, man. I cut these people off in high school. I was like, man, I got to do me, and y'all are hurting me, so I got to do me. So I left college, man, without any friends in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of alone time just to live.
To find process,
myself,
yeah.
Exactly. Find myself, man. We got to find our own souls, man. We got to actively.
Exactly. So
I think it's Socrates, man. Plato. Someone says the. I'm pretty sure Socrates. The unexamined life is not a life worth living, man. You can't be just living, because you got to be. You know, you can make if you can make your awareness the focus of your awareness, then you have the ability to reflect on what you are constantly like focusing on and putting your attention to. You know what I mean? We have limited energy every day.
Yeah,
so if
exactly.
you just put your energy out there and everything, man, you're gonna be an emotional wreck. You have to pick
and
choose.
You gotta be wise of where you put your energy at, bro.
Absolutely. Man. We got finite in these days.
And that's hella facts, bro, because like what you say, you're gonna be an emotional wreck because you're trying to do too much.
Yeah, you
can't
everything out 100%,
you can't handle everything that's going on. And shout out to the people that fucking do it. I know people that do it, and that's
we all do.
Salute to y'all. Y'all got a strong ass mindset, yeah. But
when 5 o'clock, you're gonna be out of energy.
Exactly,
dude. The job.
Y'all show it, but when you're not around people, how do you really feel? And that's the thing. Emotional wreck. Like, man, you got to just invest your energy and vibes into the right things, bro. Because sometimes people fuck with it. They play with it too much. Yeah, man. Kurt, you see Kurt holding up the positive vibe right sweater, man.
Positive vibes, man.
Hey, look, that's some
Murgo being Murgo, man. Creating,
yes, sir,
out here.
Man.
He's
that's
creating, man.
So yeah, man. Positive vibes. A little brief description about that. I came out with the idea to come out with some clothing called Positive Vibes. I know you probably see a lot of stuff out in the world that say Positive Vibes, but to me, I got the plus sign on it, and the plus sign, as you can see, the plus sign to me, it represents positivity. You know what I mean? You're adding, right? And if you could, and I got a G-Nice TV merch is out too. It says spread the positivity on the bottom of the plus sign. That's basically what it is, man. Spreading positivity, love, good energy to people. And I came up with it because I feel like I try to put out a lot of positive energy in the world to anybody that I meet. Like when I met Kurt, you know what I'm saying? I seen him and I just ran into him one day. I was like, "What's up, bro? Like, my name is Gabriel. Nice to meet you." He told me what his name was and everything. We had a conversation for at least like 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. And I'm like that with everybody, bro. Like, It's crazy because some people see me and they're intimidated. They don't want to speak to me. And it was crazy. Yeah. Every day I pray. When I pray, I wake up, I pray to God. I always tell him. Shout out to my mentor, Art Hall, you know, TTGOG. Art told me one day, when you pray to God about awareness of who to keep yourself away from or who to attract, right?
Yeah.
And I always tell God, like, when I wake up today, keep the negative away from me and only surround me with good energy and good people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's crazy because some people, when they see me, they be like, "Oh shoot!" Like they know who I am, they know I could talk, and they know I'm good. But they be scared. Like they like, "Oh, this dude from California, he looks scary."
Yeah.
Like, but when you get to know me, man, I'm a good person. You know what I mean? I'm down to earth. I like to put some wisdom out there, knowledge to people, and you know that's just what it is. That's just what I am.
Speaking of that, bro, people using that quote, man. People can only meet you as deep as they've met themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So someone, it might take extra more time for somebody to be able to really feel you and vibe with you. I mean, I'm saying for my best friends here at St. John's, shout out Josh, Andrew Weber, Fu, and Quincy. All Quincy Taylor, QQ, the quarter black quarterback. they didn't like me, man. Then they told me like a couple years ago, man, like they were like, "Man, we hated this nigga, bro. Like he was just confident as hell. Always knew, you know what I'm saying? Like speaking this, like, but that's what happens when you're 100% present and you mean what you say and you say what you mean. You walk the walk that you talk, you know what I'm saying? But eventually all of a sudden, like, damn, this is not just him talking out of his ass, bro. He's really serious about this. You know what I'm saying? He's really about his business. And that's something that will naturally bring your friends away from you and attract them back. So when you talk about cutting off friends, man, it's going to happen. People are going to have to grow up on their own time. If they don't know themselves this deep, you know, if they only met themselves this far and push themselves out in the uncomfortable zone this far, they can't be up here where you are, bro, where you've been doing it for a little minute now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out the extra space we got.
When I go back home for break, I could honestly tell you that I literally only hang out with like a solid 15 guys, but a solid like 6 is like really my best friends.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I kick it with every day.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to H Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Hundo, you know what I'm saying? Keon, Booger, Jose, Jeff, you know, Vinny, Brady, you know what I mean? They're my brothers, man. I think I said Booger too, but you know, shout out to my brother Booger, and then obviously my brother Fernando is my fraternal twin. You know what I mean? Them my peoples, man. I had hella friends in high school, but I felt like when I came out here, and every time I went back home, and shout out to Xavier Leslie too. You know what I'm saying? Love you, brother. That's my bro.
You remember him?
Yeah. But like I was saying, there's a couple people. I know a lot of people. I fuck with a lot of people back home. No disrespect to nobody. Not if I didn't shout you out, it's not that I don't fuck with you. I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people support me back home and whatnot. But, like, you know how in high school you're tight with certain, like, obviously I played football, so I was tight with a lot of niggas on the football team.
Yeah.
Right? And when I got here, it's like certain motherfuckers started doing their own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was doing my own thing too. Yeah. But not in a bad way.
That's gonna happen.
You know what I mean? But I low-key, you know, a lot of people I had to cut off, man, just because we weren't vibing right no more.
Yeah.
And the vibe wasn't right. And it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to come here and kiss ass to nobody, nigga. If you're not trying to fuck with me, then we not just going to hang out. That's it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually that turns into, you know, people look at it as, "Oh, man, you weird. He's switching up," whatever. It's not nobody switching up. I don't look at, when people say you switching up, I don't look at it as switching up. I'm looking at it like elevate.
Yeah.
Elevate,
that's
my nigga.
That's a good way to think about it.
Elevate. I'm not switching up. I'm switching up for a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm elevating.
Yeah.
You just being simple.
Yeah.
And I can't live in this world being simple. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a simple ass motherfucker.
At the same time, we expect our friends to keep us right. You know what I'm saying? The real ones exactly. gonna keep you right. They're gonna say when you mess up, when you slip up. You know what I'm saying? But that don't, like, people gonna peel off naturally. But that's just
and the people that I mentioned, that those names that I said, mm-hmm. bro, we keep each other in check like a motherfucker. We done got into fights, fought each other, checked each other. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they're my real ass friends. Like, we always, we have a group chat. We always talk, and we keep it 100 stack. Oh, and shout out to my cousin, Aaron Rodgers, Tiny Deuce.
Yeah.
Shout out to SKM. You know what I mean? Like,
that's all love, bro. That's what real ones do. Exactly. You know it's going
to
be love, you know?
And like I said, we keep each other on check. When there's some real shit we need to say, hey, you fucking up. You doing this wrong.
That's how it's got to be.
And we do that with each other, man. And that's what I like about my people back at the crib. And with the other folks that say that if you're doing something different, you're switching up, it's, man, just elevate. We're elevating in the world. We're not trying to stay simple. We're trying to move in life and trying to be successful and do it different. You know what I mean? I'm not satisfied living in this world, graduating college with a simple-ass job.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I want to graduate, make $80,000 and climb to the top. I want G-Nice TV to be a motherfucking business.
Yeah.
Like Revolt TV. Shout out Diddy.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Like Viceland. Complex. Big dreams, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that, man. And I know.
That's a high standard. You got to do that, man. You got to go high.
And I know it's possible.
Absolutely.
Because I seen dudes do it. I seen Deezus and Meryl do it off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Like I told you.
Yeah.
They did it off of Twitter. Viceland hit them up. Now they got a big ass deal with HBO. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, man. That's passion.
And I look up to these people. I look up to Diddy Entrepreneurs. I look up to Jay Z on me. I look up to all these folks because at the end of the day, these are people that's shaping my way of thought, shaping me of how to move business.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't go to school.
Yeah.
I got the opportunity to go to school to learn extra shit.
Yeah.
And to learn from the OGs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now when you do it on your own, it's like, I know the grind. Like, you got to really do this for real.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Absolutely, man. We got to stay open-minded, man, to those OGs because they done it. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
These are people that have been there and have the experiences, and all they're trying to do is tell you where the hole is in the ground, the forest, you can run through it. And we're like, nah, I don't want to hear that business. It's like I said earlier, even if they're wrong, man, it's still a perspective that you weren't thinking. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
Opposite from you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to know what your favorite color is and they don't have the green little example at the time, they can show you six other colors, you know what I'm saying? Purple, yellow, blue, orange, you know what I'm saying? Everything, hazel. And then at least you know what colors you don't like. And then learning what you don't like, you're going to better figure out what you do.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
the same thing with friends, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have some people show you what not to do, who not to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And in doing that, you're going to better. That's how you at the end of your life, in my opinion, hopefully, ideally, come to meet some real, real people. You know what I mean? The realest that you know. Those friends that are lifelong, that are through thick and thin, unconditional love. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sure. They always say, man, that your best friends, the people you stick with, is going to be the ones you meet in college, too.
Mm.
And I think they say that because everyone's here for the same mission.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though, like, earlier in the podcast, I said, you know, there might be some people that might not take shit serious, but it's who you surround yourself with that's taking shit serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the same mission as you. They might not do what you're doing. They're doing something else. But, you know what I mean? They're
doing them and they're doing you. And
exactly.
They still mess with you. They're still the same. They'll still respect passion.
They respect your time and what you do because you're going to respect theirs. You know what I mean?
My best friend's an accountant, man. He's like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's got Deloitte figured out, man. You know, he's doing his thing. And I'm doing my thing, and I have a lot more ambiguity, a lot more uncertainty in my life.
Exactly.
But he appreciates that I'm at least passionate in what I'm doing, how I'm doing it.
Exactly.
And he's doing the same thing. So in that regard, at the least, I can respect him for getting his, you know what I'm saying, 100%. He's
Period.
With Deloitte. That's one of the top, you know what I'm saying, firms in the nation. You know, he's just accountant,
exactly.
man.
Shoot, man. Well, Kirk, man, I'm glad I had you on my first episode, man. For
Amen,
real.
Bro. This is real,
hey,
bro.
This is real love. Look, this is no
this
script,
is real
man.
Love,
this
man.
Is all straight. This is vibes, man. Good conversation.
Genuine,
all that.
Sincere conversation, man.
All
that's
of
what
that.
Happens. You keep your mind open on campus. You meet
exactly.
someone.
Exactly. So, you know, hey, man, is there anything you want to shout out there in the world, man, before we head out?
Man, my mom and my dad, Kirk Harrington Sr. and Mary Jo Harrington, man. My mom and dad are awesome. My siblings, my niece.
Shout out to the parents out there in the world, man. Yep. We love you.
And hit yours too right now. Hey, at the same time, bro.
I love my mama and daddy, you feel me? Fernando Myrtle Sr.
Avery Catalia, son.
You know, Maria Murgo, you feel me? Shout out to my parents, my siblings, you know.
Charlotte Brenda, Carter, Gabriel, my niece and nephew.
Yep. Fernanda, Christina, all of them, man. Love them. Shout out to my dogs, too. You know what I mean?
Spirit missing.
shout out to my boy Nathan, Michael, Andrew, missing. Man, the production team. No, a real missing. Shit. Yeah. Shout out to the production team, man. They're really helping me. Look, I got a vision in what I'm doing, and to have a crew,
Michael,
you know what I mean, and that supports what I do, that's love, man. I appreciate y'all straight up. So shout out to the people behind on the production,
keeping
man. Real
right,
shit.
Helping us out,
that's
making
love.
Out as possible.
They you know what? They believe in the goal.
Yeah.
And that's why I fuck with people like that, because I believe in the goal. Now, if they want something in life, if they want to do some videos or anything they need, holla at me. Y'all got me. You feel me? I'm there. You already know. But other things I want to say is subscribe to G-Nice TV on YouTube, man. We just hit 500 subscribers. We're reaching. We're trying to get to 1,000. I want to shout out that I got the merch out. This is the last month I have the merch up, the limited Sky Blue collaboration with Positive Vibes hoodies. I'll be having out some new merch later on. And
I'll shout out one more thing, too. We got a Dunk Tank event happening. We have to bring a dunk tape on a campus. So if you a Johnny or a Benny listening right now, we're going to have a dunk tank with a fundraiser for Boys and Girls Club. They're serving like up to 1,800 kids a day, man. That's both
Let's
local
do
kids
that.
And
Everybody
immigrants.
Do that.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll be on St. John's. You'll be seeing us trying to advertise, fundraise money for these kids, man, and help fund them to be helping kids build a bridge before they get to the academy. You know what I'm saying? So,
always.
So I love that event. We'll be coming up with MDI, Men's Development Institute. So.
So, hey, man, we're wrapping it up. Hey, man, thank you for everybody that's watched this video and listened to the podcast. Man, this is the first episode of the Ya Heard Me podcast, man, presented by G-Nice TV. And this is your boy, G-Mur. That's my boy, Kirk Harrington Jr., man. All love. We out.
We got you.
Look at my dog. Look at my sauce and look at my drip. Look at my sauce and my drip and my sauce and my drip and my sauce and my drip, my drip.